coming in on 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
Sperm bag of Sounders. Bananas kind of pissed me off.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
Tangerines are whores.
You got basic background?
Which is bad for sports.
Yep.
Hey, Chris.
Okay, explain.
You know what a heart murmur is.
Yeah.
Same thing, except basic, for clunkier.
Basic background murmur. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I stand corrected. I'm sorry.
I have a clunky heart.
I feel personally attacked by that. I had a heart murmur as a child.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't
no.
Actually, I don't really
That's
feel
why I said it.
Don't bring me down, Bruce.
Like, immediately, it's like big fingers in the air to every one of you. Thanks for having us, but fuck off.
Yeah. You just fucking made one of the big cheeses here at Fulton. Like, I'll be like, hey, I feel attacked, asshole.
Hey, you got some cheese?
As it should be. You should feel attacked. I'm a bastard.
All right. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews, a childish podcast about adult beverages. I'm your host, Knox. With me today is Big Earn.
I'm here.
And Chris.
I'm a childish podcast.
Yes, you are.
I'm adult beverages.
And with your powers combined, you are.
Wender Twins' powers activate.
That's right.
Shape of...
I don't know. Glass. A middle finger. Sheep of a middle finger.
That's
there we
right.
go. Or a beer glass. How about that? Speaking of beer glasses, here we are on our second day of our Minneapolis Tap Room Takeover event for our first time. And we are here at Fulton Brewing Company, finally with our friend Justin Reese, who we've
like
seen
you,
many times before.
He was still thinking about where we were.
Are you lost? Are you lost?
I don't know. I had to make it for dramatic pausing purposes
gotcha.
To make it more...
That
Hammer
is
home better.
That is not wordy good.
No, I'm not very wordy good. Yes,
you don't
you're
think
right.
You don't think I talk professionally good? You don't think I professional talk good?
I don't think so. I don't.
Bummer.
Chris, can you leave and come back and start over?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't think it'll get any better.
Hey, Chris.
Damn.
Hey, Chris.
And who's the snarky jerks beside me?
All right, and that, ladies and gentlemen, was the GM, Jill Drum Steffens. Steffens, right? I know this because my middle name is your last name without the S at the end of it.
It's the same, but different.
So sometimes
and your mother's maiden name and the name of your first dog. Just,
No. I'm not going to go that far. But I rarely come across people who have two Fs in a Steffens circumstances. Usually it's a PH. And that's funny because PH can also be
it's okay if you talk
pronounced
right
like
into
a
the
V at the same time. So Steven or Stefan, you never fucking know until you ask them. And that's super awkward to do that.
Yeah.
So is this whole part.
Yeah. Thanks for
bringing it up. Is this a 23 and me? Jeez. Are you going to tell me about your heritage now, too?
Speaking of heritage, here we go.
So I was raised boring.
So if you go back to our Bacon and Beer Festival episodes over there at the Fargo down in Fargo.
That was forever ago.
Yeah, and like one of our first single-digit episodes maybe even. We have with us again, Justin Reese. How
Hi,
you doing,
everybody.
Reese?
Hi.
Oh, that's why you kind of look familiar.
Yeah.
Yes.
You look like my dead friend Travis. Anyone ever tell you that?
All the time. I'm still trying to get over the fact that you said you were an athlete. I don't get it.
He's an athletic supporter.
That was a long time ago. Long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Something like that.
And also with us is Brian Hoffman. How you doing, Mr. Hoffman?
Doing great.
Sir.
Happy to be here.
So I'm not too
That'll
sure.
Change.
from what I gather, you're one of the four original members of
Horseman?
Fulton Brewing, right?
I am one of the four co-founders. Just started as a homebrew club out of college.
And it's funny,
here we are.
In the Fulton bio, it says, and Brian was there to taste the beers. And they're like, what, he didn't fucking work at all? What the hell? You put him under the bus?
That would be my job. In the grand scheme of things.
Quality control is very important.
Yeah.
Dude, I agree. Yes. Quality control, impressive.
Yeah, you got to be able to taste it, right? So tell us about the beginnings of Fulton. I mean, obviously, if you guys go to fultonbeer.com and go to their about section, You can read all about it.
They started in South Minneapolis in one garage making 10 gallons of beer at a time or some blah, blah, blah. But what else?
And then now they got a Northeast Minneapolis 80-barrel brewery.
Yeah, so I mean, it basically started, three of the four of us went to college together at St. John's University up in Collegeville, Minnesota. Jim got a Mr. Beer homebrew kit for Valentine's Day from his then girlfriend, now wife, when we were seniors. Mm-hmm. Hung on to it. Didn't brew until after we graduated. Brewed it up at his family cabin with his brother-in-law, Peter. They went back a few weeks later. The first night they were up at the cabin, they ran out of beer. They cracked the bucket open and just started drinking the, you know, flat fermented beer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was like, fucking...
That was like Chris and I last night.
So we call we call that one yuck pants.
Dip in. So, I mean, that's dedication. I got to tell you.
Yeah. And then shortly after that, it was the fourth partner, Ryan's birthday in January. And we were all out drinking in a bar. And Jim approached me and Ryan and said, hey, you guys want to brew some beer? Me and Pete made a batch. We're pretty sure it would have turned out. Said, all right, well, what does that mean? Well, you watch Waterboy and you drink more beer for inspiration. Like, sign us up. So we started, our first two batches was a Fat Tire clone and the Sierra Nevada Pale Ale clone in Jim's garage.
Only a couple of the best beers ever at the time, you know? Absolutely. I mean, seriously.
Yep, and so we drank a 12-pack each for inspiration, and in his little garage in South Minneapolis, in the Fulton neighborhood of South Minneapolis, and they turned out at least palatable at the time. And,
better
and
than the unfermented.
It. Yeah, right.
They got better after the
eighth
one.
Hey, these don't suck. We should sell them. Yep.
Yeah, so we weren't overly creative when we named our homebrew club, and as... I don't know, like most brewery stories are, right? Start homebrewing.
Homebrewing and then jump.
What if we can do this? And we spent a few weeks thinking about what the perfect brewery name would be. And in the end, we're like, well, we've always been the Fulton Homebrew Club. Let's go for it. So we took out a small loan.
So going back to that, how fucking scary and how long did it take you? They'll be like, you know what? Let's find a place. Let's get some fermenters, some big fermenters, and actually start brewing beer commercially for people to come in and try.
Oh, you have to ferment it?
I mean...
yes.
Okay.
I mean, how that's got to be a scary jump, right? Like, from, like, making it... How scary of a jump was that?
Well, really, like, terribly scary. But so mm-hmm. that's why we didn't do exactly that. We started contract brewing. So we took out a map, drew a circle on it, and called every brewery in the circle and said, hey,
Wisconsin stepped
capacity?
Up and said, hey, pick me.
And so the closest one we found was Sand Creek Brewing Company in Black River Falls. And so we just drove out there, brewed with